Welcome to worship. What follows is a complete pre-recorded worship service for the second Sunday in Easter. You will need a bowl of water to serve as your baptismal font for the Thanksgiving for Baptism rite that takes place right at the beginning of the service. Personally, I drug out the biggest bowl in our house and filled it to the brim with water. That is sitting on our kitchen counter, and it will remain there all during the Easter season to remind everyone in our household that we are baptized children of God. So you'll want a bowl of water to do that for yourself as well, so you can participate in that rite. If you are interested in receiving Holy Communion, there is a Zoom link included in the text below. If you scroll down, you'll see that. My recommendation is that you worship using this pre-recorded service, and then you can join Holy Communion any Sunday at 11 a.m. So be sure to worship before that time so that the Holy Communion occurs as the conclusion of your worship time. Just click on that Zoom link and you'll be ushered right into the room where Holy Communion will be served at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. You will need to prepare bread and wine or grape juice in your household and have that ready for that part of the service. Please stay tuned at the end of the worship for time-sensitive community announcements. Welcome to worship and happy Easter. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the new life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Take a moment to remember your baptism. You may mark your forehead with the sign of the cross with your finger dipped in water.
This is ELW 390, The Risen Christ.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who wonder and falter, may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts, the second chapter. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man, handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. The word of the Lord.
Joy, but you're sworn.
First Peter, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that though perishable is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The Word of the Lord.
I want to see.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the crowd, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. There is a new sermon section in our Sermons and Worship tab on the website. It's a sermon and worship just for kids. And in that tab, you'll find resources for the day, Sunday school resources and Word for Children. The story today is Night Song and Jesus and Thomas. Plus, there are some other resources there, so check that out. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and from the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen, and thanks be to God. For us, it's been an entire week since that glorious Easter morn when the women came to the tomb and found it empty and began to spread the news that Jesus had risen from the dead. But here in the gospel story, it is the same day. It's the evening of that morning, and the disciples are afraid. They're gathered in their room together with the doors locked. They're afraid of the crowd that handed Jesus over to be crucified. They have heard the news that Jesus has risen from the dead, but they're terrified. They don't know this news firsthand. The last they knew was a horrific scene of Jesus being dragged from their presence and tried before Pilate and then crucified to death and laid in a tomb. And so they are hunkered down, fearing that they're next. And they have a sort of self-isolation all their own that really is meant to preserve their lives. They're in hiding. And it's into that state that Jesus appears before them. He walks through a locked door, apparently, stands in their presence and says, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them his wounded hands, and when they see his wounds and realize that it's Jesus, then they begin to rejoice in the Lord's presence. This is not the first time that God has entered into a hopeless situation and brought resurrected life. We can recall the Israelites escaping slavery in Egypt with the whole Egyptian army on their heels, chariots and warriors chasing after them, coming from behind, and in front of them is a sea. They've apparently met their death, and then God shows up in a pillar of cloud, and cloud by day and fire by night, and this God opens the sea and causes dry land to appear that carries them, offers them a route to safety. Then we also can recall in the time of Daniel, the persecution that is going on because Daniel is not bowing down to King Nebuchadnezzar. And so he throws him into a den of lions. And when all seems lost, God shuts the mouths of these lions, and Daniel survives in their den and is released to his freedom. God, in fact, shows up all the time with resurrected life and resurrected power. That's the point of the whole Bible, is that we become the bearers of these stories of a God who shows up when all seems lost, when everything seems hopeless, that we become witnesses to this resurrected life, to this second chance, to this kind of a do-over, and witnesses to God who creates those moments from impossible circumstances, from slavery and lions' dens and death itself. The church actually was made for moments such as this. The church was actually made for that locked upper room with friends hunkered down in fear. The church was made for that lion's den when we're thrown into it and meant to be a meal. The church was made for people who face the sea on one hand and an army breathing down their back on the other. The church was made exactly for circumstances such as these and such as ours. For we have a God who is a way maker when it seems to us that there is no way. And God has always been showing God's self to be true, dependable, powerful, in the face of impossible odds. So it should be no surprise that Jesus enters into that locked room and he says to his friends, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I'm the God who's a waymaker when there's no way. You don't need to fear the mob and the crowd and the trials. You don't need to fear death itself, because I have conquered all. I've been conquering all this time." So, people of God, allow Jesus to enter into your locked room today, right now, into your home, into your hearts, into your fear, your anxiety, your not knowing. Peace be with you. Christ is risen. He's risen from the dead. And while we may think that doesn't happen every day, it does happen every day with our God. With our God who's a waymaker when it seems there's no way. And let these days inspire us to love one another. When we have the peace of God, it is a resource that enables us to love one another. God's peace calms us and gives us a hope that the world cannot see. God's peace be with you. God's peace be a resource so that you may love, have hope, and live these days in joy. In the name of the God who's a way maker when it seems like there's no way. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
By the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Open the doors we close, O God, when we fear those who worship you in different ways. Guide us to unity and harmony so that we may come to respect and cherish our commonalities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Open the paths we ignore, O God, when we prioritize financial gain and convenience over listening to the groaning of the earth. Inspire all to care for the world you have made so that living things might thrive. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Open the rooms we lock, O God, to those who live without a homeland or place of safety. We pray that generous nations offer refuge and peace for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Open the hearts we close, O God, to the cries of those in pain. We pray for those isolated physically or emotionally, and all who are in need, especially those who are ill, Larry Hoogie and those in care facilities, Joe LaTondra, Stephen Manula's sister Debbie, Carter Sandham, Dennis Morey, Walter Dreger, Steve Julin, and those with compromised immunity, Matthew Miller, Emily Reimer, Leland Tester, and Judy Massey. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Open the ways of love, O God, in the pursuit of peace throughout the world, and bless the efforts of missionaries, healthcare professionals, activists for women and children, and relief workers, especially those who find themselves in harm's way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Open the way to eternal life, O God, as we remember those who have died in faith. Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Albert and Velma Hulk, Shannon Hebert, Ed Cooper, Clark Hansen, Lauren Voisin, Shirley Pepler, Joe Bear, and Sharon Tager. Free us from the fear of death that we may embrace the peace you have promised. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care through Christ our Lord. Amen.
ELW 363, Come You Faithful, Raise the String. Thank you.
receive a blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia. Happy Easter. It has been really great to be praying with you in morning prayer. That morning prayer happens every day at 10 o'clock, every day, Sunday through Saturday at 10 a.m. There is a link to that prayer room on the website under the COVID-19 tab. It's the first little section on Church of the Cross worship. So hope to see you there. And by the way, if you're having any trouble connecting to online services, just call the church office. We are stepping through how to navigate technology with people. Lots of people are saying they're having trouble and that they feel like their skills are a little lacking in this area. And if that's the case with you, you should know you're in very good company. All kinds of people are having trouble, including me. I'm having to learn a whole new set of skills to operate online. So you should just feel part of the family of people that are developing skills as we go on in our homes, and don't feel ashamed at all to call the office and ask for help, and we'll partner you with somebody who can step you through your technology and help you get connected. And speaking of the website, we have completely revamped the website. We no longer need to have things like events and calendars on our webpage because all the things that we were hosting at the church, of course, have been canceled. So we have revamped the website just for this time when we're in our homes. And you'll notice if you look at the website that there are three tabs that look different. One says COVID-19, and that has information about worship all across the nation in the Lutheran Church, and also some links to Alberta news services about the virus. The sermons and worship tab has been altered, not just to have sermons, but also to have worship too. And new this week, there will be a worship resource file for kids every week. So there will be a whole host of resources just for kids. So we'll have links to Word for Children there, and we'll also have a children's sermon by one of the pastors and some other resource material related to the lessons of the week. So you might want to check that out. And new this week also is a tab called Online Opportunities. So we're beginning to host classes and workshops online. Those will all be held via Zoom, but you can check out that tab for the offerings that are being presented there. And you can click on any one of those and sign up to attend that. And once you sign up to attend, we'll connect you with the link at the appropriate time for you to enter the class that you want to take. Also in Online Opportunities, there's a sign-up sheet. If you would like to help with worship, we're asking people to pre-record lessons for worship. And so there's a sign-up sheet there. If you'd like to do that, go ahead and sign up. And then we'll make sure that you have what you need to be able to do that. We'll be in contact with you if you sign up. So don't worry if there's not enough information there to support you right off the bat. We'd like to ask your continued prayers for people who are having an especially difficult time during this confinement, in particular, Walter Dreger's family. Walter is in the last days of his life, and the visitation is severely limited. And so if you could just keep his family in your prayers, that would be really appreciated. There are some other people who have requested prayers for some pretty grave situations. So if you would pray also for the Julin family and for the Maunula family and for Brian Anderson's friend Dennis Morey and his family, that would be really great too. Thanks very much. And we just invite you to keep submitting your prayer requests either to the office, or you can also submit them during morning prayer. Morning prayer, by the way, is a time not just for prayer, but that's a time to connect to the pastors. We're available to you every single day at that time. We tend to pray for somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, starting at 10 a.m. in the morning. And then we're in the Zoom room generally till about 10:45 or 11 o'clock. So you can drop in anytime. And if you haven't done that before, you might want to check it out. Okay, great to connect with you. And like we said, if you need anything at all, just connect with us either online, or you can give the office a call, or you can call us on our cells or email us. On behalf of the Church Council, I'd also like to thank you for your monetary offerings and have you know that we are doing pretty well for the month of April. We thank you for your response to the Council's appeal for you to send in your offerings any way you can. And just encourage you to keep that up, because that helps us pay the mortgage and the bills and our staff salaries. So we're really grateful that you have been attentive to that, and ask that God bless you for your generosity. Happy Easter.